saving money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Are you someone who's tired of renting, or maybe it's time to move to a different area? You're probably wondering if it's a smart decision to buy a home right now just due to the interest rates, inflation, and the way the economy is in today's market. Find out in this episode if that's a good idea.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
So I hear the same question over and over and over many times throughout the weeks. A lot of our clients over at Sturgis Credit Repair are getting their credit scores in position to be qualified to buy a home. And many of them are like, hey, you know, my credit is okay, but I really don't even think I want to move forward with buying a home, mainly because one, the home price is super expensive, and two, the interest rate on these homes these days are just, you know, I guess they're back to realistic interest rates about 5 years ago, back in 2020. And prior to that, the interest rates were, 3%, 2%, depending on your credit. And a lot of people got used to that. You know, they can buy a home that was probably more than they were supposed to get, I guess. And the payment on it was way lower than it should be. Versus today, the average interest rate is maybe, 6 to 7%. And a lot of people, you know, if you're working as a single parent or you're just a one person household, it's very difficult to buy a home in 2025. So the question is, should you buy the home? Should you wait? But the thing is, what are you waiting for? Are you waiting for the interest rates to drop? Are you waiting for the home prices to drop? Are you waiting for your income to increase? So that there's a lot of factors when it comes to buying a home, and if you should do it now or if you should wait. So I like to break down things in different categories. Number one, there's a lot of people missing payments on their brand new mortgage that they just got because they did not plan ahead for the future. So the first thing you need to do is plan out for this purchase. You know, you want to have some money saved up. You want to be comfortable with the mortgage payment. Most mortgage lenders will approve you up to 40% of your gross monthly income. You know, so you can't go over that 40% debt to income percentage because then you won't be approved. Now, the thing is that 40% DTI, that is before taxes is taken out. That doesn't include your car insurance, your phone bills, your utilities. It's literally just 40% of your gross income. So realistically, by the time you take out everything else, if you were to get approved up to 40% of your income, that may end up being 60 to 70% of your net income, maybe 80% of your net income after you have to buy groceries and, you know, all of those other expenses that you have, depending on if you have kids or, anything else that you need to pay for throughout the months. So that 40% is actually a whole lot higher than what it sounds like, you know, on the application. So that's one thing. And if that mortgage payment is taking up too much of your cash flow, and if something happens to you in your life, then that can be something that, you know, you should think about. So number one, just having reserved funds available in case something happens to you financially, to where you're covered and you can make this mortgage payment. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, buying a home isn't something you need to jump off and just, you know, do instantly. You can wait. You can continue renting. Buying a home is a luxury. It is not an investment, you know, like we're brainwashed to think. The point of buying a home is looking at it as a long-term investment. I know it says not an investment. I meant it's not a short-term or it's not a instant investment. You know, it is a liability as long as you're paying a mortgage on it, you know. So it's not a investment until that mortgage is paid off and you no longer have to pay a housing expense besides property tax and home insurance. But that's the whole main goal of buying a home, is to, you know, 15, 20 years, 30 years from now, you don't have to pay a landlord. You don't have to pay a mortgage. The only thing you have to take care of is your insurance and your property taxes, which is way less than paying, you know, over $1,500, $2,000, $3,000 a month on any place to live, you know? So that's the main thing to understand, is that buying a home isn't something you have to jump off and do. It is something that is going to save you decades from now. So if you're renting and you're sitting here, you're tired of the rules your landlord makes for you, you're tired of your rent going up every 2 years, you know, buying a home isn't going to fix that. Your property taxes can go up. Your property insurance can go up. That can affect your escrow, which will increase your mortgage payment, you know, just due to slight increases throughout the economy. So having a increase in rent every year, every 2 years, isn't a reason to just jump off and buy a home, because renting may be safer for you. If there's any type of repairs that you need to take care of for a new home, that's something that comes out of your pocket, you know, versus renting. If there's repairs needed, usually the landlord or the company that the property is through, they will just fix it, you know, for free, basically. So a lot of people jump off from renting and they want to be fast to move into buying a home because they feel like they have more control and that the monthly payment is cheaper. But realistically, you know, it is something to look at when you have repairs, you have remodeling, you have furniture and appliances to take care of, you have utilities or more utilities that you will pay for with a home than you would with renting a apartment or a condo or a townhome or duplex, whatever that you're doing. So there's a lot of things that you need to consider when it comes to buying a home versus continuing to rent a home. So that's something to keep in mind. But yeah, I mean, besides that, going back to the most important thing is, should you buy a home right now? Because the home prices and the interest rates are just, you know, higher than what they were 5 years ago. That's something else that we all can discuss here. You know, no one really knows. You know, the only person that really knows that answer is you. No one can answer that for you besides you. So it all goes back to your budget and buying something within your budget. So 5 years ago, if you were house shopping and just looking on Zillow and just wasting time at work and on your breaks, just, you know, daydreaming at houses, if you were looking at something that was $300,000 back then, you know, now you may need to look at something that's $250,000, you know. So things like that, you need to make a change within your budget to reflect with the prices going up and the interest rates going up. But realistically, I don't think you need to decide if you're going to buy a home based on if the interest rates are going down or if the prices of homes are going to go down, because based on history, and history, you know, you can just look, it just repeats itself. there's not really a time frame or a situation to where, you know, houses are just going to make a U-turn and just lose value and everything. I mean, I'm sure there was a crash before, I think around the 2008 period or whatever. But, you know, just generally speaking, here in 2025, we're not going back, you know, down in prices. If anything, we're just going to continue going up. And then same thing for interest rates. If they go down a point or two, sure. If not, then you need to be comfortable with paying for something at a 6-7% interest rate. One thing you could do is look into a new build home through a new builder that's offering incentives like 2%, 3% rates and having your closing costs paid. But again, you may not be able to get that custom home that you're looking for, or you don't want a cookie cutter looking home, you don't want to be in a neighborhood, then, you know, yeah, you got to suffer for those 6-7% interest rates. But if you don't mind being in a normal home in a normal neighborhood, look into some of these new builds. They're literally offering closing costs paid. They're offering rate buy downs to where instead of you paying 6%, you're paying 2-3%. So, I mean, look into some of these new homes that are being built and talk to the builder about their incentives, because you may not be stuck with those higher interest rates that you are looking at. So there's many things that you can factor in, and the only person who can make that decision to buy a home or continue renting or to not buy a home right now is you, and you are the only one that know your true net budget after everything.
If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.